my gosh, it's a new day. Okay, wait, is it a new day? I don't know. I think, did I wake up this morning? Did I wake up? I mean, I don't even know where I woke up this morning, but I know I woke up on the right side of the bed. It's another episode of On So Bullshit, and you know who it is. It's your boy. You know, the one, the only,
the man, the myth, the legend,
Suki, aka Black Raven. And the crowd goes wild. Yes, that's me. We know who we are. Today it's going to be a plan for today's episode to be what's that word? I want it to be boom. Yes, like boom, like that. See, that's one of my evil laughters I have. Today's episode is informally formal. Today we're going to be talking about formal education and informal education. Now, let me just go right off the bat. Let me just say this. I am one of those people that believes, you know, formal education is good. Yeah, it's okay, but not like we hold it in this country, not like we hold it inside of the world. I've never traveled out of Nigeria, so I can't talk about other places. But I know in this part of the world, the way we hold formal education, it's... So today we're going to be talking about formal education, and hopefully we'll work out. I'll be able to convince you and not confuse you that informal education is better than, if not much more better than, formal education. Thank you, my panel of judges. And today with me in the studio, I have the one, the only, the woman, the myth, the legend, the greatest. Okay, she said I should stop hyping her. I have with me Cynthia.
I'm trying to match your energy
because like,
you're just so...
I have to be hyper, man.
Super pumped and stuff.
It's me. It's your boy. It's always your boy. Your boy is always hyped and pumped, even though that's not true. But, you know, I got to be pumped. Cynthia is the host of the podcast on the Jammet FM. Guess who trumbo, 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 trumbo. Guess. Citizen Z. Oh, you didn't hear me. Citizen Z. The name, safe, man. The name is not even... whatchamacallit, it doesn't convey the awesomeness of the podcast. See me hyping, like,
oh gosh,
that podcast, you guys are not ready. You're not ready.
I'm blowing myself breeze.
You have to. When she's recording, she's Citizen Z. Okay, she's with me today. I'll be talking informally formal. Let me help myself again. Once again, I'm your host, Suki, aka Black Raven. Welcome to OSBS on some bullshit. Okay, so people, we are back. Well, I never left anyways. I was chilling here. And with me is Cynthia, the host of Citizen Z. Don't mind that. She's forming quiet now. She's not quiet like that, though.
What do you mean? Cool, calm, collected, babe.
Yeah, cool, calm, collected, but... Your cool, calm, collected.
Emphasis on the calm.
Okay, calm. Super I collect. Calm. Cool. Cool. Shake. I was about to say something else. She already told me, no. Okay, let's not go there.
Please.
So, Cynthia, what do you think? Formal and informal education, if it was... Okay, you know how we used to do in primary school then, or secondary school, how we were for debates or anything? Only for one, actually, just one. And it was a fiasco.
It was a fiasco. Man.
I forgot all my points.
I went for many.
You?
And I won all of them.
See, that's kind of mother that would be like, when I was in school, I always got first in class.
What do you mean?
So you were always first in your class?
No.
Primary, nursery one.
Technically, I wasn't. I very, very clearly remember coming third in primary 3. I think it was because of the class, primary 3. You know, I had to match.
See, if you're listening to Citizen Z and halfway through the season, you don't hear it again, I've taken Cynthia and I've gone to keep her somewhere.
Why?
I thought she was going to something like, I came like 12th in a class of 14 or something.
What you mean? I'm super smart, boy.
I'm pretty sure when you were in university, if you had gotten, did you ever get a B or a C?
Of course.
You'd be good. Please. So when you got the C, you were really devastated, weren't you?
No, I mean...
I feel like you're one of those people that you get a C and they'll be like...
Please,
I mean, when I was in school, I saw some people... Then I was in the department one day and a girl got a C.
Mm-hmm.
And she broke down.
Seriously?
She completely broke down. She was crying. Initially, I thought maybe somebody died or something. And I asked somebody, comforting her, like, okay, so what happened? What did she fail? Did somebody die? He said, no, she got a C. I won't lie to you.
I call those people bullies.
I just hissed.
I call them bullies. You have to be a bully to have a C and feel bad.
Well, you know, it could be that. But then I tried to reason later. It was later, Sha. Later, I tried to think about it like, if I get a C, me, let me not lie, that course, I got an E.
Yeah.
So I was hyping myself that, dude, you did not fail.
You did not
get an F.
I mean, I can relate. I remember having an E too, and
I mean, somebody was.
We crossed. I could not imagine sitting through that class again and having to read for that.
I tell
that
you.
Course again. No, absolutely not.
So
she's a bully.
Because there's. I'm going to hold on to something you said, sitting down for a class again.
Yeah.
I mean, what's up with universities? Let's start with universities. What's up with universities and it being so, I don't even know, should I say boring or so cumbersome?
Yeah, that. So first of all, if we're talking uni, forget that really smart girl that started this year. I flopped in uni, but it wasn't that bad, but it was bad.
Obviously, it wasn't that bad.
And it was largely because of what you just said about it being boring. I found university boring when it came to academic affairs. So school for me was super fun. It was the time I did all of the stuff that I wanted to do, that being at home, my folks probably would have limited me. No, not partying. I never attended a party, no. But, you know, I got working on the radio station. I got to write a lot. I did a lot of fun stuff.
Oh, yeah, one of the lucky ones.
Yeah, I got to do all of that. So for the academic aspect to it, it was just boring. You know, that feeling of having to wake up in the morning, you have an 8 a.m. class, and then worse, the class is 3 hours long. What makes you think you can keep my attention for three straight hours? Schoolwork.
Again,
really?
Let me just say this. I envy you 3 hours. I had a 6 hour class once. Like
never,
6 hours.
I will leave. I will probably come in, feel the attendance, and leave.
We wanted to leave, but we knew if we had left at that point in time.
He will not say tear a sheet of paper.
Oh, why are you there?
Of course.
Why are you there?
I feel like every person attended a Nigerian university relates to that experience.
I mean, we even had one lecturer then. It was, if he comes to class and the class is full, like everybody's around, everybody's vibing, he'll just be like, okay, do his usual thing, crack his really dry jokes, and then go. But the day he comes in, and when I say the day he comes in, I mean the days where he fixes those classes.
Yeah.
He was supposed to have, let's say we're supposed to have him Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Mm-hmm. He comes in on a Tuesday. No, on Monday afternoon, he calls the class rep and he goes, tell your people we're having a class tomorrow. Now, if he says that and he gives us a class like 12, we'll say, okay, maybe others of us are planned to sleep the day where we'll sleep till 10 or something. He puts the class 7, 8.
What?
On a day we're not supposed to have any lectures at all. So immediately he comes into class like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he sees like half the class or sees like 15 people in class.
Yeah, sheet of paper.
He does not even go good morning class. He says, good morning. He says, sheet of paper. So initially when he felt that I was in 100 level, we were like, we'll be fine. Maybe he just wants to punish us for not coming. And we're like, okay, we're still naive then. I like saying the word naive because at the point, we all got tired of being bullied. Because in our case, we got something they've tested, and we were like, okay, fine. The only ones that passed that test were all those people that used to overdo.
I want Chanel.
Thank you. But you see, the rest of us, we just wrote question, answered like, let's not be like, we did not answer. I'll just give him this. The man came back the next time. I was like, what is all this? Now, what I'm trying to bring out here is, this whole concept of formal education started from way back.
Yeah.
1760 something, if I'm right.
Mm-hmm.
And we are still using that same, should I say concept, that same idea now.
Yeah.
We have, it's not even only universities now, secondary school, primary school.
Mm-hmm.
We have a whole semester, a whole term running for 3 months.
Yeah.
You give the students 2 months. Mm-hmm. In those 2 months, they have to do assignments,
mm-hmm.
sign attendance, do tests, all for 30 marks.
Mm-hmm.
30 or 40 marks on people.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the day, you have examinations for just 2 weeks and they have to struggle for 60 marks. I'm sorry, but that's bullshit.
Yeah, well, I don't think I would just go outrightly and just call it bullshit. I mean, considering the fact that a lot of times, I like to split formal education into, I'm sorry if this sounds biased, into the professional courses and the other ones. I'm sorry.
Okay, by professional, class is in session. She about to teach us.
By professional, I mean people who actually go to school and study what they will do, like doctors, professional course, accountants, those courses that's in a layman language lying, no, that has true. Direction. So for people like that, I'm sorry, it's what it is. It's what it is because, I mean, you go to school and you're studying Christian religious knowledge. No offense, no offense. I mean, it just, you know, it's like, it, guaranteed school is not going to suddenly make you a pastor. So, but, you know, so someone is wondering, okay, what's the direction for this course? But for a doctor, you know, okay, finish school.
Even you should become a doctor and all that, so, yeah.
Yeah, except, of course, you decide to become a graphic designer. Yeah, but you get what I mean. Professional courses and then there's others. So, for me, people like that who study professional courses would definitely need that system of study and actually pass.
Okay.
Because I have a feeling if doctors had to wear their grade on their sleeves and then you know that the person that is about to give the injection
had a D
in the course that includes how to give injections, you will run. Do you understand? So for people like that, totally understandable why they have to go to classes for 3 months and then.
Okay, so I get the whole go to class and study. We're all going to study, but I'm talking about the unfairness of it all.
Yeah.
I mean, it's. I understand if I have to do 2 months and I get 70 marks and then my exams will just be 30 marks. Mm-hmm. I get that. In fact, I'll get behind that.
Yeah.
That makes more sense. But then when I have to do all that work, I mean, assignment. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm talking about one assignment though.
Mm-hmm.
One assignment, you come back, is over 10.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a time we had a test. Mm-hmm. One of our lecturers gave us a test in class.
Yeah.
We submitted.
Mm-hmm.
So when they brought the test back, I came back, I was feeling myself like, okay, test. I just got to, I didn't even know we were getting the test scripts back.
Yeah.
I got to the class. I saw everybody like, what's going on? He shared our scripts for us. Oh, okay, how far, what did you get? I saw somebody get... I saw somebody get 0. No, he got 2.
Yeah.
2/5.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, actually, you don't even know book. I was feeling myself. Gang, gang, gang. I moved forward. How far? Governor, where's my own? I saw 0/5. I looked up, I was like, well, that's karma. You're yapping somebody just now.
Mm-hmm.
But then again... I now asked somebody else, guy, what did you get? Yeah. I got 0. He said, guy, you're lucky. And I was shook. Like, I'm sorry, what? I got 0, I'm lucky. I'm sure you got 4, Abby. You got 4. You got the highest in the class. I was like, no, I got -2. Oh.
Oh, wow. Like, you wrote so bad. Oh, you're owing the lecturer marks.
And that was the beginning of it for
that
me.
That had
like,
to have been a joke from I'm the lecturer's side.
It wasn't a joke.
Wow.
It wasn't a joke. He was one of those lecturers that you don't know which tests he can use. Yeah. Others, we could always guess like, okay, this man won't use this one. We're not that much in class. But this was the kind of man that if he came into class, any test he gives you.
Counts.
You know how some lecturers will say, okay, yes, attendance is compulsory, but then I won't be that strict.
Yeah.
This man will not let you write exams if you did not get up to 7% attendance. That is how bad it was.
What?
So getting 0 at that point in time, I was down before. Even if I saw -2, I got pumped again. As like,
that's yeah,
I'm not worried. See, worst comes to worst, exam, I'll just slide through. I won't get an F. But this, I'm not owing this man -2. Mm-hmm. That's how bad it is.
Yeah.
It's, I feel like, also, in schools, like you said, mm-hmm. it's the, what you call them again, the professionals.
Yeah, if we can
people,
call
let's,
them that.
Let's start using that word now. Okay. The professionals are the ones that actually know what they're doing. Half of all these lecturers in universities, I don't know why I'm hammering so much in university, because I guess, like you, I had fun in primary school. No, I had a lot of fun in primary school. I had a lot of fun in primary school. Secondary school, hey, wasn't that much fun, but hey... I still chop small cane, face small book, you know, no parties actually. Oh, I did go for one, just one. That was just it. But then the university was the one where everything just seemed to go bad.
Yeah.
I mean, it was bad.
Done.
At the point in my house, people were like, boy, Omo, we're going, you're really smart, this. And I'm obviously, I was like, thank you, don't mention. Entered university, like I didn't hear anybody tell me that again. I felt like I was really dumb.
Yeah, so quite honestly, there were times when I felt that way too as a student. You know, you go to class and the lecturer is teaching and you're fully focused because you've determined that this semester is the semester when you hit that 4.9 GPA. And
oh, a lot of us
you're all
that
focused
dream.
And stuff. And after like some minutes, you just catch yourself like, oh my God, I've been thinking of that pop-up for the past 15 minutes. You know, you're trying to remember what was the last thing the lecturer said. You know, like for straight 15 minutes, you just went.
You just logged out.
So there were times when I would finish a class and be like, I'm just so dumb. I am going to fail this course. I'm just going to fail. I'm going to fail. I mean,
that's my problem with the whole. That's one of my problems with formal education. But let's not, like, because some people say we're hammering on formal education too much. Uh-huh. Now, on the flip side, we have informal education. Mm-hmm. Now, personally, I feel informal education should be prioritized over formal education. Because truth be told, we learn more informally than formally. That's why I said when you said initially, friends you made, you learn things, you got to do things. Now those things will not be put under school taught me.
Totally.
Did them and not the same. It's not the same as the school taught me.
Yeah.
Because I remember there was this time we had a lecturer again university. I'm not even sorry. We had a lecturer. Man's knew nothing. He knew nothing. Well, let's not say nothing. He would come to class with notes and he would give us those notes. He never lectured. He just came to class to dictate notes to us. One day we were supposed to do a few hands-on things, which is another problem I have. I'll come to that. We're supposed to do a few hands-on things and this man had no clue.
What to do?
He had no fucking idea what to do. So it was us. Some of us that knew what we were doing. Like we had gone for IT then. So we came back. So we had the know-how. If not, we would have done me stumbling. And before then, every time the man comes to class, the way he reads the notes is like, and his explanations were, even though at the point before IT, I used to think of explanation like, okay, what's this man saying?
Yeah.
The explanation is not following what he's giving us. But then he knew nothing. So what my question is, what's the selection process for all this?
Lecturers.
Teachers.
I have no idea.
If he, as a person, if I had seen him outside, if he was my uncle, I'm sure he would teach me more. As an uncle, as a lecturer.
Yeah, so holding on to that, the whole informal as against the formal education, like you, I would agree that we would probably learn more in an informal setting than the typical formal setting that we have, especially in Nigeria.
Yeah.
And my reason for that is, if we take formal education for what it is, what it represents in Nigeria, it's the whole go to school, do assignments, get graded and stuff. It would be a no for me. Reason is, a lot of times, a lot of children are in school, either primary, secondary, basically secondary and university, and they are doing stuff that they do not particularly want to do. And at this point, I'm going to have to bring in a parent.
True.
You have a dad who's a doctor, a mother is an architect, and they just look at you, and then between themselves, they're already banting. He's going to be a doctor. He's going to be an architect. What do you mean? He's my son. What do you mean? So he's not your son. I pushed him out of you. So there's that debate going on, and nobody's thinking, what does she want? You know? And so the child is forced to, a child who probably likes to write, is forced to go into science class to do chemistry, physics, and biology. And a bunch of all those other subjects that have absolutely nothing to do with writing. And, you know, he gets to university and then, you know, same process all over again. He's forced to do a bunch of stuff that he doesn't like. And then sometimes kids like this, funny enough, but then they do a pass for class. There are always ones that come out first class. But then if you check, there's hardly the actual passion for what they want to do. You know, so that's what I think formal education in Nigeria is causing. It's leading us to producing a bunch of people who are super smart at what they do, but have zero passion for what they do. So I have a feeling if we went a little more informal, if it became about what you
want
to do,
what do you want to do?
There's no, you have to go to a formal setting of a school to get it done. Because funny enough, even if that child who likes writing is sent to go study writing, I feel like if he's in a system that is too rigid, that writing will not become work.
I'm telling you.
Do you understand? So it's much more than just the allowing the child do what he wants. That's important. But also, can we turn down on the formality of it a little bit? I mean, first of all, I am not a fan of exams. Please don't look at me like my favorite. That's why. It's not because I hate, please.
No. But hey.
I am not a fan of exams. I mean, what is the need to know that I am doing better than Suki? Or Suki is doing better than me?
Apparently, or stuff like a lot of people want to know that.
Really, if I ever had a chance to make decisions that have to do with education, or I ever got a chance to open a school, there will be no exams. And if there will be exams, there will be no results. You will not get to know what you pass. The reason there will be an exam will be so that the teacher knows which student is struggling with which subject.
Which is another, which is a major problem now in primary schools, especially. We see all these teachers, they just come to class. Everybody, all the students, we have a student, a class of, let's go with the private schools, a class of 20 students.
Yeah.
As small as 20 students are, it, some teachers don't even know what one student has more than over another one. So it's, I'm like, so what's the point? What's the point of doing that? If my child is at home with me, I know what he or she can do. I know what he or she cannot do. Yeah. So I know where to focus on. But these people just come to class, everybody writes A to Z. And then you see a child struggling to know which one is I. I've had experiences with kids like that where, okay, tell the child, read ABC for me. A, B, C, D, perfectly.
Yeah.
Now bring out the book. Okay, where is J? Not even right. Let them guess. Where is J? And you see the child pointing to Y like, no, no, baby boy, go up a bit. Then in, that's a whole different thing entirely. And then also now formal education in Naija is, I feel like it's becoming an extension of our churches.
Ha.
It's good. I was coming to work the other day. There's a school on my street. It was in the morning, obviously, they were on the assembly. Reflecting back, in my primary school, assembly was, I think, twice a week. It was twice a week. And what we do is we go on the assembly ground, national anthem, national pledge. They tell us what we want to do.
Yeah.
Then we sing the school anthem and then we march out.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have, before I moved to where I am now, there was a school directly beside me.
Yeah.
It was a full-on praise and worship session in the morning. I'm not lying to you. The kids will bring out the drums. Children will bring out the drums, boom, boom, and they'll be clapping. And I used to imagine, there was obviously there was a fence. I used to imagine if those kids were not even dancing. Yeah. Like, in the morning when I'm supposed to be getting ready to learn.
Yeah.
And there's so many things wrong with this whole formal education. It's actually wahala in Nigeria. Because people place too much faith, emphasis on lost school, go to school, get your certificate. Yeah. I mean, we have people, well, we have people that graduated from my sets. Let's just say they are not exactly doing what they studied for. So why would you go to school for 4 years? Let's just go to university alone, 4 years to come up with a certificate you're not going to use. What's now the point?
Yeah, so I think it's this syndrome called the performance syndrome. Parents want to, they want, plagues. They want to see you perform. They want to see, they're more interested in what they can see, like grade-wise, performance-wise, than
want to see my
what
A's.
You actually know how to do. That brings me to homeschooling. Imagine telling a Nigerian mother that she doesn't have to send her child to school and she can just homeschool the child.
You see now,
you know, like, no teacher, no, you will not be going out, you will not wear uniform, just, no, you know, and funny, I have met a Nigerian mother that homeschooled her kids.
She had
a bit of foreign experience, she stayed abroad for a while, so maybe that's where she picked it up.
She rubbed off on her.
And then, so, her kids, from what I heard, were the ones that had the highest results in YX.
I mean, come on.
They had all flat A's. And
then you want to...
You know, because I feel like it's because, as a mother, first of all, there's the passion to want to make your children do well.
Definitely.
And so, when you're homeschooling them, you know who is failing at what. Where, and you know there's where, a personal
you know where
touch
they are. Exactly.
There's a personal touch.
As opposed to...
As opposed to just go to
somebody
school
just goes,
and...
Come to class and everybody
class and
just the same.
The judgment of how well you are doing is if you come between first and fifth place. If not, you're failing.
Which is why I feel like... There was a time this meme was really rampant, but I don't know why it didn't make any change. It was a quote attributed to Albert Einstein: if you try to judge a fish by how well it can climb a tree, then it will live its whole life
Live it
looking like it's dumb. I mean, that is what is going on now. That's what's going on now. I'm all for homeschooling, really.
Yeah.
Really, see, people, if you want to, if we're going to do formal education, then let's make it informally formal, like I said. Homeschool your kids, please.
Yeah.
You know where they are, which is another thing. I think you're right in that. most Nigerian women will not want that. And that is another issue now. You see, how many kids do you know that are like between, or let's just say in from nursery one to primary two, how many kids? You know a lot.
I know quite a few.
How many of them come back home latest 3 p.m.?
See, it's funny how some of them come back by 6 now. Because you hear that after school, they did extra lessons.
I don't understand. I don't get it.
You are 6. What are you extra listening?
I knew somebody once personally. I asked her like, I'm sorry, why exactly is your child not back from school yet? And she's doing lesson. Okay. How old is she again? Oh, she's 4. Wow.
At 4, I mean, what extra lesson are you
what
doing?
Is she listening? What class is she in? No, she's in primary 1. Wow. So what's she doing after school again to learn how to write in cursive? So is she learning how to...
And the funny thing is, when she gets home, it's not like there's a break. She will not come and start doing the assignments.
Assignments is even better. Some of them come back home to lessons
private
again.
Lesson.
I'm confused, people. What exactly are you trying to build? Are you trying to build a super machine, or are you trying to raise a child? Because I feel if more people understood the fact that, yes, it's good, let them go to maybe school every once in a while. But you know, when it becomes the only milestone that they want to achieve in this life, then it's a problem.
It's a problem.
You see kids going to school, a child of 4 coming back at 6, have still come and sit down. The only time that child has for his or herself is like maybe 30 minutes or 1 hour before he or she has to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And then sleep, you see them waking up in the morning, you have to get to school early, wake them up 6 again in the morning. Come on now, people. It's not right. It's not right. I'm done going around. It's not right. I'm tired. Let's scrap education. Let's scrap formal education.
What?
Yes. Let's remove formal education. The stress it's causing is too much.
Yeah.
As opposed to me waking up in the morning, mommy, good morning. Good morning. Don't forget, by 10, I want to see the assignment I gave you yesterday. Oh, okay, ma. It's done already.
Yeah.
I'm done. So all I have to do is give the woman book and sit down and wait for her.
But then again, don't forget the point where I said, for those who have to do professional courses, I don't think you can take out formal education.
Okay, fine.
So let me ask you, would you be okay with a doctor who says, I learned on YouTube?
Well,
I learned this procedure on YouTube. I watched the girl perform. You know, so at the end of the day, we cannot totally scrap it. I just feel like it could be better. It could be more flexible. It could be more targeted at what that individual likes to do. And that would be addressing the parents.
Just so you know, since I just shaded all of you, all you WebMD doctors,
what?
All of you that you said, I'll tell you, I have headache.
I have headache.
You go and check WebMD. Come and tell me it's arthritis of the head.
Not.
Like, hello. But yeah, I agree with you. I agree. I can't believe I just agreed with that. I'm angry. But it still comes down to the fact that I feel like we put too much importance in getting this certificate. Because what I did mostly in university, I know I'm not the only one that did this, is la crème, la poire, la forgette. Let me explain the photo of it that la crème, la poire, la forgette. We have an exam tomorrow. Oh, okay, fine. Sir, any area of concentration, sir? Okay, chapter 1 of my book and then cram chapter it. 2. You go home, you cram. When I say cram, I don't mean like you try. You don't try to understand. You don't try to understand. You cram. Then you come back the next day. Everything you have crammed, just pour it down like that. And if I don't know who you are. Immediately you finish writing that thing, you've forgotten.
It's gone.
That's why I did most of the time. I'm not saying I did not read to understand sometimes. There were courses that I actually liked.
Yeah.
I actually liked some courses in school. So I was like, if I say I don't read, I read to understand.
Mm-hmm.
But my point is this. Formal education all the way. A child goes to school. When I was in school at one point, I had a classmate try to commit suicide.
What?
Yes. Because at that point,
He failed.
Now, this is somebody that I knew to be a brilliant person.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, not in class. But if this guy should design some things for you.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy. Obviously, knowing what I know now, if I had known it then, I'd have told him, see, guy, drop out. Go and design stuff for people and you will make your money.
Yeah.
He will have made his money. But he was in school trying to I must get this degree. I need this degree. And there's also that notion of, I need this degree.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, you don't need that degree per se,
should
except
you have
for
it? Yeah,
professional
maybe,
people. Yes, fine. Yes, 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 yes. Except for professional people. But you see, the rest of us, mm-hmm. should you have it? Like she said, yes, have it. You might come in handy. But do you need it?
Mm-hmm.
No. But then again, I'm going to blame, should I say companies? Yeah. Employers.
Yeah.
For some of this, because obviously I want to work somewhere where they pay me well. Like, yeah. We're thinking 100 million per month. That's always everybody's dream initially. I must get a job of 100 million. Then we'll get there. And we're like, yeah, listen, they give me 100K per month. No, I'll still manage it. So, I mean, it's still something.
To keep
me together. So that's the way it is now. So if you know what you want to do,
mm-hmm.
I can't finish this without mentioning this instance too. A girl, she's
mm-hmm.
in school,
mm-hmm.
100 to 400. She's been in school. She's been in class. Obviously, she comes to school. She does this thing. I was with her one day. She was talking to a lecturer, and you know, it was a situation where they were kind of close, so it was not as formal as it should have been. And she told him, "See, sir, all this one that I'm doing in this school, I don't know what I'm doing here. Half of these things, I don't understand them." Mm. And this girl is a trader. This girl will market to you. You will fear. You will buy, and she will organize your wares in such a way that you can't but make profit.
Mm-hmm.
That was her gift.
Yeah.
It was not until she got to 400 level that they found out that she was failing consecutively.
Wow.
And at 200 level, she had been told to withdraw.
Oh my God.
Which brings up another problem in this whole formal education setting, corruption.
Yeah.
So many lecturers are just there just to, I don't know, make money. I say make money in quotes because they want to do it any way necessary.
Mm.
This child had failed as a 200 level. The school had told her to withdraw, but the man kept on pointing her towards, just keep going, don't worry, we'll figure it out. If you make up for it in the next exam, you won't. When I found out, I was like, wow, how did we get to this point? But it comes from the fact that everybody wants this degree and we want this whole matter. And so
yeah.
The girl must have kept on going, yes, I can do it, I'll do it. Obviously, her parents too were giving the money and they were spending the money. I mean, it's just something else.
Oh, wow.
People, I know I've been up and down. Cynthia convinced me to, she's convinced me to agree to not scrapping education. I was already on my way to the Ministry of Education to go and, you know, lock the place down and everything.
Wow.
I know people. Stop it. Don't be shocked.
Suki.
I know people. Yes, that's me.
Suki.
That's my name. She's
Black
hailing me.
River.
Oh, she's hailing me.
I have my two hands on
Suki
right now.
So, I mean, but as cool as formal education is, you know, you're getting your degree and all
mm-hmm.
that. Let's not oversimplify the importance of informal education.
Yeah.
That's my problem. I want us to know that, personally, again, I feel like formal education is just more important than, I mean, sorry, informal education is much more important. See,
this is why
I feel that debate this thing in school. I was just bumbling about. Informal education is more important than formal to me. I feel like if I had grown up listening to my mother, listening to my dad, listening to my uncles and aunts and everything, I would have gained more. Though
really?
I did gain more. Because I'm one of those rare people that, see.
They have sense.
It's not even have sense.
That's why it's bad.
I had people that were making money when we were in school. All they had to do, they just came to school that time, like, okay, see, they said we get a test. I'll go see the man, Jerry. I had people like that. So those were the ones that had sense. Me, I was still there forming. I know book. I know this book and everything.
Okay.
It didn't end in tears, but we're okay. Anyways. So people, before you try to kill yourself, you know, over this whole, and I mean that literally, like try to kill yourself over grades and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Find out what you're good at, please.
Yeah.
If you see that school is not working for you, and I know some of us have parents that will not agree. It's just that. If you tell them, daddy, I'm not doing this, it's wahala. They're ready to disown you. If you have people like that, come on, don't be, you'll find a way around it. But this whole trying to we are not dying there again, no. We have moved on from dying there. We are moving on. So, I hope at the end of the show, I have been able to convince you and not confuse you that formal education is not more important than informal education. Thank you, my panel of judges. Man, that shit was hard then and it's still hard now. I'm not even going to bother.
I was going to...
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you very much, Cynthia from Citizen Z. That was a good one. And don't forget, people, to subscribe first, then like, then share this podcast to your friends and your families. And you see those people down your show that they even like, Seth, share to them too. Also, as a kind of, should I say, small gift for listening this far, you know, you're like, you've listened up until this point. And if this is your first one too, well, lucky you, you've listened to the end of the show. So I'm doing this thing where if you think you want to be on this show, yes, if you want to be on my podcast on some bullshit, or if you have, or you think you have better things for us to talk about, you know, more bullshit to call out, you can hit me up on social media. That's SoBlackRaven on Twitter. Hit me up on Twitter. You know, just stroll into my... Don't slide into my DM. Don't, if you slide in, you will slide out. Stroll into my DMs and leave me a message and, you know, we'll work about it and we'll see what can happen. Who knows? You might be my next guest on this show. So thank you again for listening and it's been fun. Peace out.